You know, one of the most romantic things you can do is support our sponsors. Today's show is brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. They are a platinum earmarked agency because Disney has honored them for the great service they give their guests and the amount of trips they book each and every year because of referrals. Their guests come back time and time again for the great service they get over at the Magic for Less. And hey, I'd like to personally help you plan the next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Disney Cruise Line adventure. I just want to thank everybody for your awesome support over at the Magic for Less. We have great guests who I have worked with over the past few years, and I'm very excited to mention that I have been named one of the top Disney travel agents for 2017 by the Unofficial Guide to Walt Disney World. So if you would like to work together to plan the next Disney adventure, let them know. Drop by themagicforless.com today. Fill out that free, no obligation quote. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Today's show is also proudly sponsored by longtime listener Drew Baker of Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Drew is a financial advisor who has realized that he gets the most enjoyment out of working with like-minded clients and has built his business working with many people who share his same passion for Walt Disney World. Drew does retirement planning and investment management and conducts many meetings over the phone or Skype for those who aren't local to his Fort Wayne or Indianapolis, Indiana offices. Drew and his staff aim to bring the Disney difference in service into his business and how he treats his clients. Looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture? Then support the folks who support us and call Drew Baker at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at ameriprise advisors.com/drew.baker. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
I see the crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us.
Welcome to episode 1131 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast, the most romantic Disney podcast out there since 2008. Happy Friday to you. We are coming to you live and we're talking about romance down at Walt Disney World. And we are here to answer the age-old question that everybody asks their significant other on their Disney vacations. You're tooling around the parks. Maybe you're at a resort and you're saying, you know, is this romantic? And that's what we're going to take today. You know, we did this last year, and we're bringing it back again for Valentine's Day 2017. And we're doing it a few days early. You know, you still have time to go buy the chocolates and the strawberries and the flowers and all that stuff that you got to waste your money on, you know. Just probably should do something nice.
Wow.
I guess, it'd be cheaper.
Pam listens to this.
Pam doesn't like that stuff, really. I mean, you know, here's the thing about Valentine's Day and being in education. Let me just tell you about this. Is that... Okay, so I teach in an elementary setting. I teach in a gifted center, so I don't have a big staff. I have a staff of about 10, but I used to teach with Pam at a very large elementary school. We had a staff of 85. There were only like 3 guys out of those 85 on the staff. And so the thing is like all day long, it's like, I mean, they should just move the florist to the school. There are flowers coming in that place like nobody's business. So even if your wife says, I don't need flowers, the problem is there's so many flowers coming into that place that your wife would be the only one that does not get flowers in front of her students. And so that's a bad look. So it's one of those things. It's like a no win because she says she doesn't want them. I don't know if she's tricking me either. She doesn't really listen to the show, so I'm okay. But, you know, it's one of those things like, is she tricking me? Is she not? Would she rather have something else? I mean, she wants a dishwasher, but how romantic? Now, that's not romantic. I don't need a panel that for
is,
that.
No, that is not romantic. That's,
do not get her a dishwasher for Valentine's Day.
That's just setting me up for trouble. So anyway, let's get the panel introduced. Let's get to the pending questions. We have Ricky from a Disney World After All.com, touringplans.com. The Mouse for Less, and FTD. What's going on, Ricky?
Yeah, you know, Brian and I actually talked about it. I think we're going to go but not do the Valentine's Day thing. But the Center for Puppets here, which I think has, I think we're going to go this weekend. But they have like this Valentine's Day dinner thing. And I'm sitting here going, not sure I really want to have Valentine's Day with puppets. So I might pass that up. But we may go and do an adventure where we actually go and explore the museum. So,
No, that's not. Unless it's Muppets. Muppets could be romantic, I guess.
I think there are Muppets there. So, that's why I'm excited to go. Yeah.
You know what these are? Ricky, you're probably too old for this, but for our St. Louis listeners, are you going to see Bob Kramer's Marionettes? Did you ever go see that, like on a field trip in St. Louis?
No, we didn't do that.
Oh, man, you're so young. Sorry. That was the thing our age. We all went to Bob Kramer's Marionettes.
I did. When I was in high school, we did go up to Chicago on a trip for theater, and we went to see where Bozo the Clown was filmed.
The grand prize game. I watch that every morning. You throw those little ping pong balls into that bucket. Yes. I love that game.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, memories. We did go see where Bozo the Clown was filmed, so there's that.
Now that's romantic, man. If my wife took me to that, I'd be pumped. That would be awesome. Hope she's listening. She needs to listen. Awesome. All right, also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. You know what? I'm just saying, you got the most romantic husband of all time, so this is not even fair today. What's up?
You do. It's not fair.
I do. I'm very grateful, I will say. I'm looking forward to Valentine's Day. I don't know quite what we're going to do yet, but it'll be, you know, something fun, something awesome. And I'm just, you know, happy that we had a little warmer weather this week. So I'm going to say that. We saw it across the country. So I'm not feeling like my usual, I want to kill someone in February kind of feelings yet. So,
yay!
You know, I mean, I think that's a good thing. So
yes, I agree.
Yes, a little warm weather here in the United States this time of year is very romantic because, you know, it's like you said, it'll keep you from wanting to kill somebody. I'm just, you know, and spring training's around the corner, so it's just it's kind of a happy time of the year. So let's get talking about what we're here for. We're going to talk about Walt Disney World situations, and we're going to ask that big question, is this romantic or not? Now, we asked this to our Facebook group earlier in the week. And you guys must be just total romantics. You guys, you know, you know how to do it right. You know, we thought you would be giving us challenges, you know, situations and then, you know, having tough calls. There's a couple of them. But for the most part, as we went to the Facebook group, a lot of folks just explained what they're doing. And I'm telling you, you guys know how to celebrate Valentine's Day or romance down at Walt Disney World. So we're going to lead off with Tom Murray. He says, you're enjoying a glass of wine in the France Pavilion as Illuminations ends. Now it's time to begin your walk through the International Gateway back to your room at the Beach Club. But of course, there is one final stop to make before getting to the room, and that's a stop at Beaches and Cream to split a No Way Jose before calling it a night. Ricky, is that romantic? I mean, come on now. That is romantic. It's like, it's almost like the Lady and the Tramp scene, only with the No Way Jose, right?
Absolutely. Yes, that's completely romantic. I love that. And that is 100% something that Brian and I would do. So is this romantic? Yes, it is. Absolutely, it is.
Let's talk about this, though, Ricky. Is there something at Beaches and Cream that may be more romantic than a No Way Jose? Or is that the ultimate Valentine's thing?
That's a tough question. I mean, I think the No Way Jose is romantic because that is my personal favorite. I'm going to say that it is probably not romantic to get the kitchen sink.
No, that's what I was going to say. No. I was trying to set you up. That is not just romantic. No, that's just a big old
no,
mess.
The kitchen sink, not romantic. So don't do that one. But you know, the other thing that's possibly romantic is maybe like splitting a milkshake or something. I don't know, you know, kind of Lady and the Tramp, not the same straw, obviously, but, you know, two separate straws in the milkshake. So I don't know. That would be romantic, but I'm still all about the No Way Jose. But don't do the kitchen sink.
Yeah, don't do the kitchen sink. There's a lot of pitfalls because I think it, as a whole, Beaches and Cream is a very romantic location. You know, it's got that 50s diner vibe, and I think that's a romantic era in American history. But, you know, like avoid the chili with onions. You know, I mean, you know, onion rings. Yeah. I mean, there's, they kind of have the romance like set up for you, but they have pitfalls. You know, they're trying to tempt you with things that could be a bad choice, could derail romance. You know, you're heading back. You've seen Illuminations. You've had wine in France. This could be one of those things that could either plus the romance factor. You could bump it up a little bit, or you could go wah wah, and it could just totally derail the whole night. So, Pam, any other suggestions for this this trip through Beaches and Cream? Where sounds like it's a good idea, but I mean, you know, I think you got to be aware of your surroundings. There's some pitfalls there too.
Well, yeah, I agree. So, I will say, you know, the last couple times we've eaten at Beaches and Cream, instead of getting the burger, which I know everyone really likes, we've got the patty melt. We ordered the patty melt, which is the burger, but it has sauteed onions, Swiss, and this some kind of dressing, and it's served on rye bread. So it's like a little something different. And I just wanted to mention that because it's something different to order for those who have been to Beaches and Cream a lot. And to shake it up even more, we got the grilled banana bread and peanut butter dessert, which was actually really good. Now, I don't know that everyone would like it, but, you know, we kind of like bananas, and I don't mind if they're warm or cold, whatever. Some people have, like, kind of a textural issue with bananas when they're warmed up. I'm like, what's wrong with you? Bananas that are warm are fantastic. But anyways, this was just really good, and it was just something completely different for us. We typically get the No Way Jose, so that was a big winner, and we all liked it. But yeah, I think, you know, look, the whole 50s diner thing, you can sit even at the counter if you want. I think that's romantic. I think, you know, the whole atmosphere is just kind of romantic because it kind of reminds you of a spot, like a bygone era kind of thing. And I think that always makes things romantic too. So yeah, I think it's definitely romantic.
All right, time to get three thumbs up here, but just beware, stay away from the chili. All right, Laurie has our next question. Laurie from the Lizards, who runs even when it is below zero, even when her eyelids freeze shut. She keeps running. It is ridiculous. I thought I was tough for being out there in 20-degree weather. Then I looked on Facebook, whatever. It was balmy where I was. So anyway, good job, Laurie. She says, having dinner reservations at Fort Wilderness and being the only couple on the boat from the Magic Kingdom to get to Fort Wilderness at sunset. Pam, I mean, this is ridiculous. Like, our listeners are so romantic. A sunset, you're the only person on the boat heading over to Fort Wilderness. I mean, this is like an 11 out of 10 on the scale of romance at Walt Disney World.
Is there even a question? I know. Is there? Yeah, I'm just telling you. No, this is absolutely romantic. And it's one of those things that every now and then on a trip, sometimes you'll like have the opportunity to be somewhere where you kind of feel alone. And at Walt Disney World, I mean, there's not a lot of places where you have the opportunity to kind of feel alone, but it does happen every now and then. And I really like that. I mean, I think that's the thing that's so cool about Walt Disney World is even in the mass of people that every now and then you can find an opportunity just to be alone. And I think that's a cool thing. So yeah, it's way romantic. And I think Fort Wilderness can be too, because you can walk around there too in the dark too. So yeah, absolutely. Love it.
I agree. All right, here's one from the Facebook live chat. Again, we are on Facebook, usually around 6:30 Eastern on Monday evenings as we record a couple of the shows. This is a timely one, Ricky. Let me ask you this one, because I think this one's kind of a trick one, but it could go either way. Taking the nacho challenge at Pecos Bill's. Is this romantic? You know, for folks that haven't heard about what it is, Ricky, let us know. And then what do you say? Could that be romantic? Is that something you consider this weekend?
I'm a bad Disney vlogger and I know what the nacho challenge is. I know it's like $90 and it involves nachos at Pecos Bill's, but I don't know anything else. So, Mike, what does it involve?
Well, I think that's about basically what it is. It's a huge plate of nachos for like a fortune, and I think you got to finish them too. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the deal.
All right.
I haven't read about
you. All right. You have to finish them?
No.
You don't have to finish them? Well, I mean, no, if you're doing
you
a challenge, then. No, but I mean, you got to finish it to like get the glory. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, for our is this romantic? I'm assuming that you would have to finish it to even be considered romantic. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Like, absolutely.
You don't want to go halfway. Come on now. No, it's not from Scott. It's from Chris Lively.
Oh, okay, Chris. You know, Chris, I'm going to say it depends on how many beans are on.
Oh my goodness.
If it's a really beanie nacho, then maybe not.
I would say, you know what it is? It's almost like the Tex-Mex version of Lady and the Tramp. You know, it's like the spaghetti, but it's, you know, it's a bunch of chips. And, you know, this would be very romantic to me. Now, to Pam, she wouldn't like it. You know, like she probably wants a few nachos. I don't know if you want to buy, you know, half the Tostitos factory and do that there at Pecos Bill's. But you know, I do like their nachos. I don't know, though. Pam, what do you say to this one? Because if you have a mutual love, say you met at a Mexican restaurant. I mean, this would be perfect. This would be totally romantic.
I'm not sure what to even say about this. I guess in the scenario that you described, maybe it could be. But the thing that I think makes it romantic is that you get kind of tableside service. There's actually staff that are there to help you. It's an extra level of service included with these nachos that is not, you know, included for other regular Pecos Bill guests. So I guess if you were looking for a way to make Pecos Bill romantic, this would be as close as you could get. How about that?
Yeah, it's kind of like the White Castle at Valentine's Day. You know, it's like there's still sliders, but you get a tablecloth, you know, and a candle. So that's yeah. Close. Good job, Chris. All right, we got another one from the Facebook Live. You guys are killing it. How about sharing a poutine and a Sprinkles cupcake? Okay, look, got to have both. I mean, because it's Valentine's Day, you got to splurge over at Disney Springs. So, Ricky, what do you say about romance of a poutine and a Sprinkles cupcake? Would you say that's romantic?
Okay, so I'm a fat kid, so I ain't sharing no poutine and no Sprinkles cupcake. I'm getting my own poutine and Sprinkles cupcake, and he can get his own, and then that will be romantic. If I have to split it with him, there's going to be a fight. It's going down.
I would say, you know what, especially for Canadians, this would be very romantic. You know, we had a great Canadian listener write in for the first time on Wednesday. I would say totally, you know, because you get your poutine, you know, it's a comfort food there. Basically, it's fries with, you know, very good toppings. Yeah, get a couple of cupcakes. You know what? It's a holiday. You know, you got to show your love. Don't go to the ATM. Go in and, you know, it's almost like the deluxe experience there at Sprinkles. And get a specialty one. Don't just go for the plain, even though I do love a good red velvet, which isn't really one of the super fancy ones, but I love those. So, Pam, do you give this a thumbs up or thumbs down? Poutine and Sprinkles cupcakes.
I think that, yes, it could be romantic in that, you know, I think a Sprinkles cupcake is kind of romantic. If you haven't had an opportunity to check out their shakes, oh my gosh, they make a shake and put a cupcake on top. Hello, yeah. You get a milkshake and a cupcake. So that's way romantic, right? And I think just being, you know, in that atmosphere, there's a nice place to sit over by Sprinkles where you can kind of look out. And I think it can be romantic. I'm not a huge fan of poutine, I'm going to say. I mean, I know people go, but I just think it's fine. It's not one of my favorite things. It's a little messy to be super romantic, but maybe that's part of the romantic part of it. So.
Yeah, maybe it is. All right, so that's a good one. Now, we got a couple here again from the live, actually from Facebook, our Facebook page. These people are just killing it with what they're going to be doing. Jimmy Jones, our good friend down in Texas, they're staying one night at Bay Lake Towers theme park view just so they can sit on the balcony and watch wishes they splurged from their November 2017 trip. So that is awesomely romantic to be able to sit on your own balcony, watch wishes, and not have to fight the crowds and be there with your significant other. That is awesome. So Jimmy, enjoy that. Also, Lynn Smith Rochelle says sharing a flight of ice cream from Ample Hills like we did last week. And she says, thanks for the great idea. You know what? I think, Ricky, Ample Hills, always romantic. Well, maybe not always romantic. Let me take that back. I would say it's always romantic as long as you don't have the kids around. Now, kids can they kill the romance, you know. But the thing is a general rule, the boardwalk at night is very romantic because you got, you know, it's got that, you know. I'm from the Midwest. You're from the Midwest. I've never been to, you know, Atlantic City or anything like that where the boardwalks originated. But I like that vibe of the boardwalk at night, with especially now they got a lot of live entertainment with the jugglers and magicians and stuff like that. They have really good kind of carnival food. They have a cart there with, you know, corn dogs and stuff like that. Now, not saying that's romantic, but I'm saying the whole vibe of the place is you got the Bellevue Lounge. You know, I would say the boardwalk is a great location for romance, and especially a ice cream flight at Ample Hills, as long as you don't, you don't let your kids pick the flavors. I know Scott got messed up on that because his daughter picked 5 out of the 6 flavors that he does not like. So pick your own flavors, right?
Yeah, definitely. So to me, the romantic part is actually I would do one Sunday because their Sundays are actually really large. So that's what Brian and I did for my birthday. We did a one giant Sunday and split that. And now that was romantic, sitting on the boardwalk, just the two of us at one of the tables that's right out there, you know, watching as people walk by and doing that kind of thing. So that was super romantic. So I would say 100% Ample Hills is definitely romantic. And maybe compromise on the different flavors of ice cream that you can get. So that would be my suggestion.
All right. And, the great pictures, too. Please don't post pictures of Ample Hills ice cream on the Facebook group because it's hard to podcast right now because I'm salivating. I love it. Kristen Lappin and Ben Lappin, they have a great picture here on the Facebook page. They're sharing a dinner or lunch for two in the Savannah during the Wild Trek Tour, which is, if you've ever done the Kilimanjaro Safaris, when you're looking out there, you see over the Savannah, there's like a big gazebo, and I believe that's where you stop and possibly have, is that it? Is that what I'm talking about, Pam, or is that just like a light thing? So that's where they're having this. There. It looks awesome from the picture. So have you done that, Pam?
I have not done that. A bunch of our agents have. I have not. I can't remember why. I was actually signed up for it. And then I think we must have changed our plans and then we didn't get back to it for some reason. So anyways, but yeah, I think that's incredibly romantic. First of all, I think that the whole like doing the tour together, I think is a really romantic thing to do, especially when there's lots of tours that can't be, that young kids can't participate in. So if you have young kids, it's your opportunity to have an excuse to go do something by yourself. And if that means that the kids have to go to one of the clubs on site or have to, be with a relative or whatever during that time, so be it. So I think, it's great. But secondly, I think just doing that, like looking out over the Savannah, I think is just an awesome, awesome thing. And so, yeah, I think they're both romantic.
Absolutely. All right. Brian's got one. He says, Brian Levine says, wearing matching hoodies while in the parks. He says, just bought them for our trip later this month. So, Ricky, let's talk about the matching clothes. Are those romantic? Now, Brian, I would say in his case, the matching hoodies, good idea, because not only are they practical, they keep you warm, but it kind of brings you together. It's like at the end of your wedding when they say, the two become one. When you got matching hoodies, if you have a group of 50, you're like one big just glob. You know what I'm saying? So like a couple with matching clothes, that's romantic. And I mean, where better to do it than Walt Disney World? You might not want to do it going to the grocery store, but you know what? Walt Disney World, totally romantic. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I definitely think it pulls you closer together to do something like that. I mean, whether you're wearing matching hoodies or you're doing some sort of cosplay Disney bounding thing, I mean, I think that either one of those things is romantic. So, especially if you're Disney bounding as a Disney couple, that's romantic as well. So, I'm going for it. Sure. Romantic. Yes.
Disney bounding just cracks me up. Just the words Disney bound. Every time I hear that, I almost laugh. I don't know why that term makes me just crack up. Disney bounding, it just sounds so fun. I know what it is, like, yeah. It's like dressing in the colors of the character but not dressing as the character. Was it's like in the spirit of the character, yeah. Right, is that what they say?
Yeah, dressing in the spirit of the character. Yeah, that's right. That's
I dress in the spirit of Mike Rollman. I'm just saying
that's
all I can pull off. All right, Jamie Lee Harb has the next one. She says, staying at a value resort, my husband and I are honeymooned at Pop Century, and we talked about this a little bit on Wednesday. Pam kind of made a lot of great points to why a value resort may be the solution for honeymooning, because it brings you closer together. You know what I'm saying, Pam? I mean, we talked about that. You don't want to have like a king size bed on a, just saying. I mean, there's advantages to that value resort room on a honeymoon.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I guess
family podcast.
That could be romantic.
Then we'll leave that one there. Lacey Hoopin Gardner says, we had our 2-year dating anniversary dinner at Beaches and Cream. Romantic or no? Ricky, who would have thought Beaches and Cream is the most romantic? Does Disney know this is their most romantic restaurant on property? Do they know this?
I have a feeling they think something like California Grill is probably their most romantic restaurant. Maybe Narcoossee's, you know, Victorian Albert's. I definitely don't think that they would think that Beaches and Cream would be number one, but I'm all for it.
Yeah, it's a hot one there. All right, let's see here. Michael Baron Schaefer says, being the only ones at the bus stop after the Magic Kingdom's Kiss Goodnight. Pam, seriously, on this one, if you're looking for something that doesn't cost extra and is super romantic, and I'm not kidding, this goes for all four theme parks. We actually got to experience this summer when we were, now it was like with our significant others, it wasn't like all of us, that'd be weird, but we were the very last ones in the studios, and you guys got, Pam especially, Steve took one picture of you guys on Hollywood Boulevard. There's no one around. And it's like in black and white. It looks like old Hollywood. It is one of the coolest pictures I've ever seen. It's just basically like a selfie. But I mean, I still remember that night.
Yeah, it's my Facebook profile.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's a great picture. But yeah. I think always being the last ones in a park, you know, strolling out, maybe with an ice cream in your hand, 100% romantic and doesn't cost anything extra. Do you agree?
I absolutely agree. There's something about being in the parks, especially at night when everyone else is rushing to get out to those buses where the lines are going to be long. And we had to kind of shield Steve from that experience because we had him riding a bus. So we did that. But it was just a lot of fun. And it is totally romantic. I mean, you know, you just have a moment in time that you can step back and be totally in that moment. Think about the day. Think about the people that you're with. Think about the fun that you have. And I love opportunities like that. I mean, I try very hard to stay in the moment when I'm doing things. But it's really challenging for me because I have 38 balls in the air at the same time, right? So things like that. Anytime I have a moment to just stop and be, I enjoy it. And this was one of them. So yeah, I say definitely romantic.
All right. The next one is Sarah Goff, and she gave us a picture. She says, is this romantic? Now, let me describe the picture. They are riding Space Mountain with goofy looks on their faces, but having a blast. Let me ask you this, Ricky. Is Space Mountain romantic? What do you think? I mean, my views on this one have changed over the last 5 years. What do you think?
You know, I think it can be romantic. I've had, you know, when Brian's been sitting behind me, it's definitely like he'll like touch my shoulder or something like that. Like, you know,
I think that's happening in this picture too. If you look closely, I can't tell where the left arm is going. So it could be touching her shoulder.
Like he'll like, you know, like want to hold my hand a little bit or something like that. I don't know. I think it could be romantic. Now it's less romantic when it's a stranger who's sitting right behind you. And that's a little weird. And if they're grabbing your hand, that's definitely something you don't want to deal with, but
that'll be next year's show. Next year's show will be, is this inappropriate? Yes.
Exactly. I think that riding Space Mountain can be romantic in a way. Yes.
See,
yes.
I don't know, man. The thing is, I think as I'm getting older, and I hate to admit it that I am, because I mean, I still love getting out running and being active and so forth. But I like the idea of Space Mountain because here's the thing. When I'm making a fast pass for Space Mountain, which I always do, like I cannot make, like look at the fast passes for Magic Kingdom without immediately going to Space Mountain first. Got to get one of those. So really I only have two because I got to do Space Mountain and two other things. So I get excited about it, but what it is, it's 100, you know, it's 60 days out or, you know, the week out or whenever I schedule it. It's the idea of Space Mountain that I love. In practicality, once that thing makes the first turn, you're heading up the hill. I suddenly realize that I'm in, you know, the romance of it is the idea of Space Mountain. I make that first drop and I'm like, I'm immediately in pain for the next 2 minutes. I mean, just it's either like the drop, that part of my back hurts, or it's, you know, a big sharp turn where it feels like you're doing a 90 degree angle and it cracks, you know, your ribs. That thing is a hurting machine. I'm just saying, I love Space Mountain. I love the idea of it. But God, I'm getting old. Pam, do you feel the same? Like, I know you haven't ridden it the last couple times, but it's a hurting machine for me lately. And I hate to say it because it's one of my favorite attractions.
I typically do not ride Space Mountain. I maybe do it like once a year, if that. And now Steve's at the same point too, because the thing that we found is we both end up, it gives us like a headache the rest of the day. Like I kind of feel like out of sorts. And I think one of the reasons why is you try so hard I think, to anticipate which way you're going to turn and like lean into it. And you're stiffening up, right, to do that. And I think that that has something to do with it. But there's just something about Space Mountain that I don't enjoy nearly as much as I used to. I enjoy the thought of it, just not the actual execution of it. So
I love the audio from Space Mountain when I'm sitting at home or, you know, out on a run. It's way better than like the pain. I'll tell you another thing, DeVore. This is, you know, turning into What's Wrong with Space Mountain podcast, but I'll say another thing that'll get you every time, and this happened, I think, to Scott last time, is if you get on the opposite side than you were expecting. Like, I'm used to riding Fast Pass. I always ride Fast Pass, so you tend to go to the right. You know, you ride, there's like an alpha and a beta side or something. You know, there's two sides. I tend to always ride the side that's on the right. Well, when you, you know, do standby, you end up on the left, and what happens is I have memorized the track, so I know, like, when to, like you said, like, when to tense up, when, you know, okay, getting ready to drop, here we go, you know, okay, it's going to be a sharp left. But when you get thrown on that opposite side of the track than you're used to, you may be bracing yourself for a hard right, and all of a sudden you're going hard left, and it's, like, even worse, you know, it's like, I mean, it's just, like,
see,
punching you.
The last few times that I've been on it, they send me to the opposite side. So, when I've been on Fast Pass, so it's not always, you don't always end up on the same side on Fast Pass, I will say.
I've frequently
gotten the other side, because usually I think, oh, I'm going to go, you know, right. Well, a lot of times they send me left, and I'm like, no, I want to go. Oh, okay, I'll go.
You're like, I have that side memorized. Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me. It's going to be painful.
Exactly. But no.
Okay, so let's do this, because we have about 10 minutes left in the show, and this has been fun talking about Is This Romantic? But seriously, we have a lot of new listeners who are, you know, headed down to Walt Disney World, and romance happens 365 days of the year, people. You don't have to just keep it for February 14th. You know what? Have it July 4th. You know, be a patriotic, romantic person. You know what? Celebrate romance during free dining if it's offered in September. Who cares? You know, just be romantic every day. So let's offer one scenario, one experience, one place that you think is an amazing place to find romance down at Walt Disney World. So, Ricky, what would you say? Now, obviously, you got engaged down there, so we've talked about that in the past. But if, you know, what, think about something that you think is romantic that maybe somebody has not considered for a Disney trip. What would you do?
Yes. Well, you know, if you can't get engaged at Walt Disney World, and I, you know, suggest that people do, if you know. Actually, one of the most romantic experiences Brian and I have had at Walt Disney World, besides that day, was a couple's day at the spa. There's something so romantic about, you know, now we did a couples massage where they actually teach you how to, you know, massage each other. I don't think they offer that option anymore. If they do, that's fantastic. I would highly suggest doing that. But just a couples massage in general, I think that that's a really great idea. It helps you guys relax. You get to enjoy each other's company, you know, and enjoy the cucumber water together. It's just, it's such a nice and relaxing experience that if you can get away, I would very much highly suggest you can do not only massage, but you can do facials, or, you know, if you and your husband want to get pedicures, you can do that. You know, like, it just, the sky's the limit on what you can do at the spa. So I would absolutely choose the spa. I think it's such a great experience, and after having done it before. Actually, I need to convince Brian to take me back to the spa. So Brian, I know you're probably listening to this. So, you know, next time. I'm just saying, spa would be a nice idea.
There you go, Brian. All you got to do is type something up on the computer, print it out. It's a little certificate for a spa treatment. Done. You don't have to worry about
it. Have your Valentine's Day present done. Just yes, exactly. Just print out something little and give it to me. We're good to go.
Helping the listeners out one listener at a time. All right, Pam, what would you suggest? Maybe something people haven't thought of that, you know, maybe it's an anniversary you want to celebrate down there. Not the typical things, but what could you suggest?
So it was funny because Steve and I were actually talking about this today, and I was talking about, you know, some of the things that I felt that we did that were romantic, and we both came to having dinner at one of the lounges, which I know I've kind of advocated as something you can do, especially if you don't. You know, you didn't plan in advance your dining reservations and you have a night you're not sure where to go. But the reason I think both of us kind of came to this conclusion is the kind of quiet atmospheres, right? So when we're there, it's usually the two of us, or we take friends with us too, but sometimes it's just the two of us. And we have an opportunity to just like sit and kind of decompress. We both like get a drink, and we usually order like a couple appetizers, like in waves, you know, we'll say like, let's start with like this right now. And then, you know, we'll sit there for a while longer and, you know, just enjoy our drink and have an opportunity to like sit and talk about stuff. And then like maybe in an hour or so, we'll order something else. And it's just, I think, just a really nice way to enjoy dinner. You know, it's not like the full meal experience, which sometimes you want and sometimes you don't want. I find like toward the end of the vacation, like I'm tired of like eating big meals. You know what I mean?
Yep. I mean, especially like, after a cruise.
I don't want one more thing.
Yeah.
So that's the thing, like we both really enjoy that. We enjoy that time. And the lounges are typically kind of quiet, at least when we're there, which tends to be maybe closer to, you know, closing than like earlier in the night. But still, it's someplace again and again. And there's lounges all over, so you can find all these places to kind of try out.
Good tips. Mine real quick will be just to be walking around your resort. You know, the resorts at Walt Disney World are beautiful, especially at night. You know, before you turn in there, you know, just take a stroll around your resort. Some of the better ones, the Port Orleans resorts, Riverside and French Quarter, have awesome walking paths. You can hear the clip clop of the horses over at Riverside. You got the river there, the boats going up and down, and the lanterns. It's just gorgeous. As French Quarter, yeah, it's amazing. It's got the jazz playing on those skinny little streets. It's really nice. Even the All Stars and Pop Century are just neat to walk around. They got paths there, and you get to see some cool stuff. Coronado Springs is gorgeous at night. It's just amazing. It's got the big body of water as well as Caribbean Beach. And the deluxe resorts are amazing. You know, the Polynesian, you can walk around with the tiki torches. You know, you really can't go wrong just taking a stroll, you know, maybe get a drink at the bar there if you want one, and just walk around and enjoy that. You know what? Maybe it's a Wednesday night and you have the opportunity to just walk and talk in some nice weather and see some beautiful stuff. So I would suggest that. Doesn't really cost anything extra. And that's something that can happen every day of the year. And when we've done that, it's been amazing. So definitely, we hope that you find romance on your next Walt Disney World vacation. We hope that you enjoyed today's show. And we're going to get out of here. We appreciate it. And we wish everybody a very happy Valentine's Day. Don't forget today's episode of the show brought to you by the great folks over at The Magic for Less. So when it comes time to plan the next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Disney Cruise Line vacation, drop by The Magic for Less and fill out that free no obligation quote. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast, and we'll get planning that next trip together over at TheMagicForLess.com. We're also brought to you by Drew Baker of Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. When you're looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture, support the folks who support us and call Drew Baker at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at ameriprise advisors.com/drew.baker. Don't forget, Magical Mouse Radio is going to play 24 hours of Disney love songs on Valentine's Day. So Tuesday, turn it on bright and early in the morning. Leave it on all day and all night. MagicalMouseRadio.com, your soundtrack for Valentine's Day 2017. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at Be Our Guest Mike. And drop by the Facebook group at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And you know what we love? We would love it if this weekend, if you had a few minutes, really, we'd really appreciate this. If you could drop by iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, we would love that so much. So if you have time to do that, we'd really, really appreciate it.
The love is in the air.
We want it to be in the air. And
wow.
We want it to be in the air and on iTunes. So let's do that. So, all right. Well, it's time to get out of here and let you get on with your weekend. Thanks so much for checking in. We'll be back again on Monday with another great Be Our Guest podcast. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you an awesome weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.